ओम शांति, ओम शांति, ओम शांति। गुड मॉर्निंग, गुड मॉर्निंग, गुड मॉर्निंग, गोल्डन मॉर्निंग। सो गोल्डन मॉर्निंग टू द मॉर्निंग स्टार। I remember when Baba, when History Hall was built, Baba conducted meditation in History Hall. It was actually the last year before. Baba used to conduct Amrit Vela in History Hall. And after conducting meditation, Baba would come and stand, this pose you have his hands behind, standing, lighthouse, might house. And then again giving drishti, one side this, and then come back again and this, like lighthouse, might house, spinning the whole hall around drishti, powerful drishti. Then Baba would very gently leave and stand where Nirvairabha is office. At that time there were not three rooms, just one room was there. And so platform and stand again, and all of us, those who were in the hall sitting, came and sat down, stood around in the courtyard. Very beautiful scene of just like being a garland of shining lights in front of Baba, feeling this was Baba's light is making us shine. And then Baba would give drishti again, and then say, Baba, the son of knowledge, the father, the son of knowledge, the mother, the moon of knowledge, says good morning to the lucky stars, morning stars. And it was the feeling just like you are just shining with Baba's this light of the sun. Generally when the sun appears, the light disappears, it's not visible. But this is Baba's light is not is making a shining star, but garland around his neck. As Dadi Gulzar ji mentions her experience that when she goes in the subtle region, she sees that all of us are standing in half moon shape. And at that time we felt that we are just like a necklace around Baba's neck. Very beautiful experience of that. Amrit Vela's experience is so powerful, so fresh, that even now when Amrit Vela is there, it's a feeling that all of us are here. The stars of the sky are present here in front of Baba. And Baba is making our fortune so great. Today's Murli is also about the shining stars. This is the wonder and speciality of our musician brothers, music, those who play. They actually play the song which is connected with the Murli. And in the end, they also play the song, the essence of the Murli or the class. This is what is the beauty of how tuned together. So today's Murli also reminding us of another Murli Baba had spoken. In that he said that, do you have this awareness that you are the stars? Where the scientists are generally searching for these planets and stars, and some people are afraid of any time any star when it breaks or it will cause chaos, and all these planets are going to create so much damage. And now it is, we know that's happening, how these planets are causing problems, and people are so much aware how much natural environment is polluted so much. But Baba spoke about it, that your light, the shining stars, those who are, you are actually the stars of the earth. They would not look in sky, but your stage that has become so elevated, that these stars will, it is connected with the consciousness so elevated. Your thoughts, your pure energy will become so elevated that these scientists will feel that we have to research these stars. And so then they will be not afraid of coming earth on the, from the sky on the planet, from this planet, other planet to this planet. They will invoke the star of angel of light is coming down, the angel of purity, the angel of happiness, the angel of bliss, the angel of mercy, the star of mercy. You are the one who actually in your memorial, this astrologer, study, this is also study, those who study the future and tell the fortune. And so this is what it is, your fortune this time. Baba is making you the fortunate souls. But you become specialist in one of the specialty. Of course, all the qualities are in you, but each one should practice one particular specialty. Just like doctors and GPs are, they know, the general practitioners, they know different disease and they can heal, but a specialist becomes well known. So Baba wants you also to be specialist, which are known in the future on the path of devotion, Isht Devi or Isht Devta. If all of you become 108 or 16,108, but then though people remember God, but then they worship one particular special deity, the deity of success, the deity of destroyer of obstacles, the deity of fulfilling desires, the deity of goddess, goddess of luck, wealth, goddess of power, goddess of coolness, all these Lakshmi, Saraswati, Durga. So why are these names? Because it's a particular power is there. And so the basis, the foundation of this power is the power of thought. Mind, the power of the mind. Because all this, when the thought is powerful, then automatically that is the seed. What is filled within the seed, that is what the tree, it, the fruit comes. If the seed is eaten by a worm, or a seed is roasted, then doesn't matter how good the seed was, it will not grow. And so the children, we need this to be very careful, because generally it is asked, what kind of effort we should make, what efforts we should make now. So the effort is actually checking our thoughts, pure thoughts. Thoughts are anyway, that is the power of the mind. But what kind of thoughts are in going in our mind? Are the pure thoughts, golden thoughts, divine thoughts, well-wishing thoughts? And it's very easy that we become influenced. Thoughts are pure and powerful, but it mixed up influence very quickly. Just like the alloy is mixed in the gold, golden thoughts sometimes mixed up with alloy of influence of that other person is jealous. Okay, other person is jealous, I cannot take away my fortune, no. Other person is rejecting or hate me, but I cannot, he cannot or she cannot take away my own self-respect. So when we are actually focusing on our, again, thoughts, transform the thoughts, but it is the light of knowledge, light of faith, light of self-respect. This light keeps the soul shining, and then you first guide your own path. The other thoughts, other stars, they say that they create the fortune of others. Means they tell the fortune teller, tell under the influence of which stars you took birth. And that's why this different 12 months, 12 different influences, and it is connected with the special qualities, you know. Some are active, some are very creative, some are generous, some are merciful, some are special, some quality of love. It's natural quality in them, because the matter has actually also got the influence, the body. It is the body that is taken birth on this particular day or particular time and particular influence of the particular planet. But that the soul is playing the role through the body, and the more we become body conscious, the more we become influenced by the stars. And we say what kind of fortune we have. So fortune teller only tell the influence of the planets. And Baba then tells us that it is not, they can tell only a limited life. And Baba is telling us the influence of past as well, what we have our fortune, how we have created our fortune, how we actually making now our fortune elevated. And if there had been misfortune, if we missed the opportunity, misfortune, or if we are now becoming misfortune, if we are missing to create the fortune, or we are aware to generate this energy, that because it's very interesting word in Hindi, kismat. Kismat means luck, fortune. Kismat. Mat means shirimat. Mat means advice. Mat means wisdom. Mat means direction. Mat means path. All these are called this, the known, the one word is connected with mat. So now, if on whose mat or direction I am thinking, understanding, acting, playing my role, I am creating, we are making our fortune with whom we tune, with what we tune, and with on whose direction we are actually performing our actions. So the whole aspect of our spiritual Brahmin life is Shrimat. And Shrimat and Maryadas, Maryada is a method to follow Shrimat. Maryadas are to strengthen all whatever our soul consciousness, our God consciousness, our divine consciousness, our deity status to achieve. Those are actually like the supporting us. The more we are strict in it, the more we are able to reach, to create, make our actions powerful. The disciplines are created later on when we move little bit, move away from or become loose in our following Shrimat. But Shrimat is what? Shrimat? Shrimat is soul consciousness. Shrimat is remembering Baba. In that everything, but then this is not so easy, because we can become very loose just thinking in this way. I am remembering Baba anyway. No one else in my life. I love Baba anyway. So we cannot actually gauge, we cannot see the honesty and purity, depth of soul consciousness. Through this we are able to also, we can, because it is in love of Baba, we are able to keep the, because it is connected. For example, as you eat, your thoughts and food affect the feelings of the mind. And in what consciousness I'm eating, in what consciousness I'm cooking, in what consciousness I am just, I mean, if I cook food in remembrance of Baba, love for remembrance of Baba, I'm automatically disciplining my sense organs. It is Shrimat that I should offer bhog. Now, if I should offer bhog, it is Shrimat. But in fact, it is the power, supporting energy to remain, to keep my discipline automatically controlled. If bhog is not, I don't have to offer bhog. And we did not offer bhog. What we used to do? Eat, half of the food is eaten. Then, before eating, there is no discipline of sense organs. Walking, talking, eating, putting something in the mouth. And when I have to offer bhog, it is there. And somebody says, it is, you want to eat? Bhog is not offered. I am hungry, but bhog is not offered. So in this love, discipline, whatever, half an hour, 40 minutes are gone, mind is changed. Okay, let the bhog be offered and then I eat. So in loveful feeling, automatically I conquered my sense organs. Simple method is, but if we, in the same way, all this cleanliness helps us, no? Because when we offer bhog, it is thirsty. Everything should be clean, clear. So it makes us automatically karma yogi. In Baba's remembrance, I follow the discipline, but I am expressing remembrance in a different way, not sitting and remembering, but remembering that everything has to be clean, everything has to be pure. Going and buying something, as if I am going to buy flowers from Baba, I am going to buy fruits for Baba. So at that time it is in action, it's remembrance. Something I do offer bhog to Baba, so it, I am creating automatically a very positive karmic account with Baba. In the name of bhog, whatever I offer, whatever I bring, fruit, vegetables, or flowers, or put anything in Baba's box, I'm planting the seed in the name of offering. So different methods are there, so that we are able to generate that energy of lightness, joy, happiness together. Eating bhog together, it's a community, family system. We generate this together, working together, eating together, cooking together, offering bhog. So all these are maryadas actually to strengthen soul consciousness and express love that Baba is actually offering us. So we become specialist, then we become called Brahmin. This is also punakarma. This is also elevated actions. So different way Baba is creating, helping us to create the pure account, powerful account with Him, powerful account with our own selves, or generating this energy, the light in our own self, the lightness. Because thoughts, what I was speaking, thinking about the thoughts, is the very, very powerful energy, effort that we need to make. What is the thoughts we are creating? But are my thoughts really so elevated, filled with good wishes, filled with pure bhavana? In that only what I was speaking about this, the Baba speaking. So sometimes thoughts are pure, but when these other things are mixed in it, the feeling would be there will be no lightness, heaviness will come. Our thoughts makes us heavy, our thoughts makes us light. And so, what is positivity? And what is purity? What is power? In which consciousness we need positive. In which consciousness we make ourselves powerful, in which consciousness we make ourselves pure. Everything is soul consciousness, but soul consciousness with which particular thought or with particular knowledge. Baba has given us the knowledge of being you are a separate body, soul, separate from the body. And last night when sharing the thought with the Hindi class, and this thought that when we are in incorporeal world, incorporeal soul world, our thoughts are not there. Thoughts are merged. But when we are practicing bodiless stage, our thoughts are there. Bodiless stage and incorporeal stage. Incorporeal stage, the soul is just like a seed. The thoughts are not there. Just like because of the thoughts are created to emerge something. Thoughts is the energy which emerges. And that means thought is the creativity of the mind. And Paramdham is no creativity. The power is there in the soul, the like a seed. The seed has potential, but without the environment, without the elements of earth, water, air, it would not grow. And so this body, this matter, is actually the environment for the soul, which starts sprouting. And so the moment we begin bring ourselves on this level, the physical level, our thoughts begin to create, emerge automatically. And that's why Baba says, you cannot control thought, you cannot kill your mind. But you can create very positive thoughts. So it is here I have to create positive thoughts only to transform the thoughts, no? Positive thought is to change the negative thought. Original thoughts are pure thoughts. But when I am being influenced by my own sense organs, with any kind of desire, with any kind of influence or any kind of attraction or any kind of temptation, which gradually become vices. These different desires, no? Thoughts become them desires. The thoughts connected with the body become desires. And when we are, and then when the desire is increasing, it becomes disease. It becomes possessive. And then we become so weak with the same thought that we begin to perform vicious action. So later on they become wise. In the beginning they are not wise. In the golden age we are wiseless. We are in the body, but we are wiseless. Their body, nothing attracts us. Because for a long time, the power of the positive energy of soul consciousness, of godly qualities we practiced, that becomes a real power in us. And that exists, then it becomes totally, after performing actions, become so detached from that reward. The Iksha becomes avidya. Because with now connection with Baba, all our desires are fulfilled. In body consciousness, desires increase. In soul consciousness, desires become positive. And they are fulfilled because peace, purity, happiness, respect, love, with the yoga power they are fulfilled. Why they are not fulfilled? Because with my mind, the intellect has not cooperated. In soul consciousness, I am partially soul conscious. When I'm saying soul conscious, partially soul conscious means that only mind is thinking, but intellect is not having faith in that quality. So I need to have faith in myself, and I have faith in Baba, that Baba is making me. How much I have that faith, that much is my yoga with Baba. That's why yoga of the intellect. And when my yoga with Baba is there, then automatically that power is there that I can transform my wish. I can change my thoughts. I can change my wrong feeling into positive feeling. I can maintain the self-respect and bring that purity within myself. This alloy is removed. The disease, alloy when I'm saying, it means, it makes us weak in our value, in our qualities. That sickness or alloy or weakness is removed and we become powerful again. So this faith in Baba and faith in myself that makes us powerful, then I can do what Baba wants me to do. I can become successful soul with having that godly sanskaras are my sanskaras. Pure sanskaras are my sanskaras. Brahmin sanskaras are my sanskaras. So I create, my intellect becomes so aligned with Baba in yoga so that this becomes the power of transformation. Now disturbance is what? Our past experiences, our own faith in our own selves becomes based on body consciousness, on our worldly achievements, worldly experiences, worldly authority, worldly power. That becomes then polluted. Though Baba's Shrimat is there, but we become polluted. This is why it is Manmat, Parmat, or in other words, it becomes mixture with jealousy, with competition, with comparison, with influence, and the soul becomes the light of the star begins to become less, and this is what is called falling the star from the sky. The stars fall and then they will cause disaster. So here we become so elevated by becoming connected with Baba, and we also become fallen down with the pull of body consciousness. So this is why practice of a bodilessness means that I need really a determined thought that I use. It's not I stop seeing it, but seeing but not seeing it, hearing but not hearing it, talking but talking only what I have really, really loved and valued in myself, and I value, and others can value it. But sweetness, softness, Baba says, Meetha bolo, dheere bolo, kam bolo. To main bhi jyada nahi bolu na abhi. No, time is also. So I actually, so what was the main thought, that it is Baba's Shrimat is a soul consciousness, and soul consciousness only when I make this, my mind, intellect and sanskaras are in harmony. And sanskaras means powerful, power in the soul. Weak sanskara is weakness, and that is also power, and weakness is nothing else. It is our sanskaras. And sanskaras then again create thoughts. So it is, I have to make what? First I make to make powerful thought. What I make, my intellect and sanskaras. All three I have to work. I have to work on three together. That's like thought, word and action together. In the same way, mind, intellect and sanskaras together. Sanskara means transformation in dharana. So what is power? Power is dharana, transformation. God is almighty, what is in power in Him? Purification and transformation. So if I want to be powerful, then my proof is how much I have transformed. If I am pure, that proof is how much I have good wishes and well-wishing for others. And if I am peaceful, then I am totally detached still. Totally detached. And so all these three things about what is peace, stillness, fullness, what is power, transformation, what is purity, selflessness, and totally free from any kind of influence which helps others to purify. Om Shanti, pleased to meet you all. This time I have come early actually. This time not so long, no? I had been feeling it was yesterday. Actually there has been very beautiful experience of Madhuban as well. Every time as Baba is present there, has been not any kind of feeling is Baba is not there, especially through Drishti. Even this time also, when he was actually speaking about, it was love, it was power, it was hope, it was just like encouragement in everything is Drishti. Especially before conducting meditation for few minutes, when his Drishti was still for a long time, that silence, and then conducting meditation, that was such a deep feeling as being connected with Baba, and Baba is uplifting us. Murli, we hear, we revise, but power was again through Drishti, especially.